Whether you fancy owning a swimming pool big enough to have its own yacht, or just a yacht big enough to have its own swimming pool, what you need is Dream Come True money. Luckily, Friday's Euro Millions Super Jackpot is £110 million. Now that's Dream Come True money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot, account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
This setting the bar, by the way, small examples of what not to do. We do this every single day. It involves a $35 million Ponzi scheme and the Little Mermaid.
Ariel, listen to me.
Wow.
It's a mess.
All right, I need details.
Okay, so setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to run away from the feds in an underwater scooter, you're doing okay. This is the story of Matthew. Matthew, this is a wild story of a $35 million Ponzi scheme, like bilking investors out of that money to his different companies. So anyways, the feds got word that, oh, hey, you know, what you're doing is illegal. And so he took them on a little chase in his pickup truck. So how did it turn into a Little Mermaid situation? Well, when Matthew realized that he couldn't evade the feds any longer on land, what did he do?
He takes it to sea.
Yes, he did. He stopped on the shores of Lake Shasta, grabbed a Yamaha sea scooter, which is kind of one of those like submersible, like little, I guess, motorized scooter things that, listen, it's
not, like a jet ski?
It's not a jet ski in the sense that it only pulls you about 4 miles an hour underwater. It's for scuba divers who don't want to like use a bunch of energy.
Oh yeah, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and so they just it just kind of like goes like super.
A really, yeah. Great reenactment of that motor.
Thank you. So Matthew jumps on this Yamaha sea scooter, takes it underwater for about 25 minutes into the cold water. Feds just basically waited.
Well, yeah, where's he gonna go?
Yeah, where are you gonna go, buddy? Matthew, we know you're there. Unless this is some sort of weird 007, like Mission Impossible sort of situation where there's an underwater trap door that takes you to a waiting jet on the other side of the lake. You're going to have to come up, and that's when we're going to get you. And sure enough, that's what happened. After about 25 minutes, he was led away in handcuffs. But yeah,
that would have helped him in his escape, having an underwater hatch, an underwater lair, if you will.
Listen, if he's bilking these companies out of $35 million, wouldn't you think his escape plan would have involved something like that?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so Matthew went under the sea to try and escape the feds, only to be recaptured there. So again, this setting the bar story is for you budding Ponzi scheme people listening right now. Use Matthew as an example. Eventually, you're going to get caught, and eventually, you're going to get busted. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to run away from the feds in an underwater scooter that only goes about 4 miles an hour, then you're doing okay.
Good note.
There it is.
All right.
That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.